Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Gaurani Tai, Jaya Gaurani Tai, Gaurani Tai, Jaya Gaurani Tai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nittai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol. Yang Vishnupad Paramahamsa Puriprajya Vacharya Stokar Sakasya Mata Vacharnarvan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Iskand Vidhi Pandra Vacharya Jivayana Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Sri Radha Madhava Sri Sakavinda Sivan Mahaprabhu Ki Sri Sri Panchatattva Bhagavan Ki Nishinade Prahlad Maharaja Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samavita Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Nittai Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories, all glories, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shukshu Sunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yana Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadatisha Padantikam Vandeham Shri Gura Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rakunatha Nitantam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitantamsya Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurabani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripasindhu Vayivacha Patitanang Papunebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhavinda Vaneshwari Vishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Haripriye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nasta Prayasya Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Nashtike So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7 Chapter 7, chapter is entitled What Prabhupada Learned in the Om. Text 43 to 46. So 46 is on the board. So first I'll read from 43 to 45, then we'll chant together text number 46, which is on the board. So text 43. Kaman kamayate kamay, jagartham iha purusha, savai dehastu parakya, bhonguro yati upaiticha. Translation and purport. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Purport. Everyone desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals or moths, and thus turned into useless tool, ashes or earth. A living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body after another. Text 44. Kimu vyavahiti patya dharagaro dhanadaya rajyakosa vajamatya vityapta mamataspada. Translation. Since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stool or art, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to the body, such as wives, residences, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals, and ministers? They are also temporary. What more can be said about this? Text 45. Kimeter atmanastachai shahadehena nasarai anarthe arthas sankasrai nittananda rasadadhe. Translation. All this paraphernalia is very near and dear as long as the body exists. But as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, one has nothing to do with them. But because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared to the ocean of eternal happiness, they are most insignificant. What is the use of such insignificant relationship for the eternal living being? Purport. Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, is the ocean of eternal bliss. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship and love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore, not to be attached to temporary things, one should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. So now chant text 46, which is on the board. Nirupatam iho sartha Kiyan deho vitasura Nisekarishu avasthasu Krishyamanasya karmabhi Nirupatam iho sartha Kiyan deho vitasura Nisekarishu avasthasu Krishyamanasya karmabhi Nirupatam iho sartha Kiyan deho vitasura Nisekarishu avasthasu क्लिश्यमानस्य कर्मभिः।
Nidupyatam, let it be ascertained. Iha, in this world. Sa artha, personal benefit. Kiyan, how much? Deha bhitaha, of a living entity who has a material body. Osuraha, O sons of demons. Niseko adishu, beginning from the happiness derived from sex life. Avasthasu, in temporary condition. Krishamanasya, of one who is suffering in severe hardships. Karmabhi, by his previous material activities. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous fruitive activities. Thus he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardships and misery? Please repeat. My dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous fruitive activities. Thus, he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? Purport. Karmana deva netrena jantur deha papattaye. The living entity receives a particular type of body according to his karma or fruitive activities. The material pleasure derived in this material world from one's particular body is based on sexual pleasure. John Mojanadi, Gyomedi, Shishukami, Icham. This entire world is working so hard only for sexual pleasure. To enjoy sexual pleasure and maintain the status quo of material life, one must work very hard. And because of such activities, one prepares himself another material body. Prahlad Maharaj places this matter to his friends, the Asuras, for their consideration. Asuras generally cannot understand that the objects of sexual pleasure, the so-called pleasure of materialistic life, depend on extremely hard labor. Mukham Pratipachalam Pungulam Haitari Nidakipatama Mande Sri Guru Dhanam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Sri Ramana Guru. So Prahlad Maharaj, whatever he learned in the womb of his mother, he is sharing this knowledge to his friends. Because the devotee of the Lord always want to share the valuable things with others. But the demoniac mentality is that not to share. But the divine mentality is to share. So Prahlad Maharaj is sharing this transcendental knowledge with his friends in the school. So in the purport, Prabhupada is making 2 points, purport to the verse 46, that we get this particular type of body according to our karma, and what is the use of this body? To enjoy sex life. And in order to enjoy sex life, we have to work very hard. And in the process of working hard, we are preparing for another material body. So Prahlad Maharaj is putting the argument to his friends, what is the use of this work? Very logical teacher. Prahlad Maharaj is very intelligent. So he is putting this argument, and what is the use of this endeavor? This endeavor is suffering, and by this endeavor, we are creating another body, which is also the source of suffering. So, material happiness, Prabhupada said, and it was explained in Shastra, it looks very attractive. And when you enter into that, then the real problem begins, right? That's why it is said, now it is a modern term, although he said that love is blind and marriage is the eye-opener. So, when you start the process, it's very interesting. But as soon as you enter into it, you see something different. And Prabhupada also has said, just like this material existence is like a wave. And when we see the ocean, beautiful ocean, and the waves of the oceans are also very attractive. Right or wrong? But if you get attracted to that, that is nice. But if you react to that and enter into the ocean, then problem begins. So what you have to do? Enjoy this beauty of the ocean from a distance. So therefore, material energy should be respected and to be enjoyed from a distance. So that is the safe platform we should devise while we are in this material world. So I'll discuss about the karma. Karma is a very difficult matter. And it's very complicated. Who is responsible? And it's very difficult to understand. So I was hearing a story, a love story. And from this you can understand how karma is complicated in this world, in this life itself. So I have to talk about the karma of so many lifetimes. So there's a couple, young couple, from a very good family, both of them. And the husband is a businessman, rich businessman. And they stay in a city. But the husband, because of the business purposes, he has to travel a lot. And the wife generally has complained, husband doesn't give time. And that is the complaint, common complaint in the household affair. The husband doesn't give time. And wife needs the time from the husband. And this wife has a complaint, but because of the work, the husband could not give time. And because of that, this lady developed a relationship, extramarital relationship, a paramour, in the other city. And whenever the husband goes to the other place, other city, for the job, she spends time with this man. So one day, the husband said, I'm going for a business tour, I'll come back after a few days. So the husband left the house, and as soon as the husband left the house, the lady also left the house, and she went to the other city, where her paramour lives. But what happened? By the law of providence or whatever, the flight was cancelled. And the husband called back, said, my flight is cancelled, I'm coming back. So now, the wife is in problem, because she's in a distant place, another city, and husband is going to come back, what she'll do? And that night, that was evening time, and heavy rain. And the two city was connected by bridge. And because of so much rain, the river was overflowing. And it was overflowing over the bridge also. And the lady who had the relationship with the paramour, he said, we have only loving, pure love. We don't have any financial dealings. We only have love. So we don't interact on the financial background. Don't ask any money from me. That was the deal. So then as soon as she got the call, she wants to come back. But when she was coming back with the car, she cannot cross the bridge because the water was overflowing. Then she approached, there was because of heavy rain also, there was no boat available, but she saw one boat was there. And she approached that boatman and said, please take me to the other side of the river. And boatman demanded a huge amount of money because it was very risky to cross the river. So please give me money, then I can cross you to the other side of the river. But that lady did not have so much money. So what she did, she went back again, drove back to the house of the paramour and asked for the money. He said, our deal was very clear, no money. So what she could do, she came back again. No other choice than to drive the car on the bridge. And she was driving, and by the force of the wave, or the current of the river, the whole car entered into the river, and she was dead. So question arises, who is responsible for her death? So when I put this question to different audience, we get different types of answers. And there can be many answers, and all answers can be correct. And maybe different answers can be wrong also, because it's law of karma. Very complicated. So therefore, Prabhupada said, don't try to solve that problem of this karma. Only way to solve this karma is to do devotional service. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. If you do one activity, you'll be implicated. So much implications are there in the process of karma. Whenever I go to the different parts of the world, people say, those who do devotional service, they're in difficulty. And those who are doing wrong things, they're in happy life. They say that. Even the devotees, they also ask the same question, practicing devotees. So why it happens like that? There are many reasons for that also. But whatever we are having, the present situation, is because of the result of the previous karma. And whatever we are doing now, is the seed for our next situation. And in this world, we may escape the reaction of that karma, but in the law of the God, you cannot escape. This is a very stringent law. So one man was walking on the street, he saw a restaurant. Let's take an example, because people cannot understand the reaction of karma. And he saw a restaurant, and the restaurant has a board written, you don't have to pay your bill. In the restaurant, if you don't have to pay a bill, it's very interesting, no? Because paying bill is difficult. He said, you don't have to pay your bill, your grandson will pay the bill. So very good. So he entered into the restaurant, ordered all nice, sumptuous food. Then after eating, he was very happily coming out of the restaurant. But while he was coming out, a person came with the bill. He said, what are you doing? You're contradicting your notice board. The notice board is written, I don't have to pay the bill, but why are you coming with the bill? He said, it's not your bill, it is the bill of your grandfather. So whether it's your bill or grandfather's bill, you have to pay the bill, because that is the law of this world. And when you go to the cities of the world, people find it very difficult to pay bills. Survival. I was in Dubai recently, and many people of India are fired now, because the situation in Dubai. And they are finding it so difficult to pay bill and maintain life. Very difficult, working day and night. And then I can reflect on the purport of Srila Prabhupada, whatever Prabhupada is telling is correct. In order to maintain status quo, Prabhupada has used the word, just to maintain yourself, you have to work so hard. You have to pay for your water, you pay for food, this bill, that bill, millions of bills. But in Vedic way of life, there is no bill. In early days, if you have a traditional Vedic life, you don't have to pay a bill for anything. It is never hard that you have to pay for your food. Food is always free. Because of the modern society, you have to pay a bill for the food. Then you have to pay for water. Have you ever heard that you have to pay for water? Good water you have to pay nowadays. And for air also you have to pay. I heard in Japan, you have to have fresh air, you have to pay. So for everything you have to pay. This is the result of modern civilization. Everything has to pay. So that is karma. And what is the essence of this material existence? Prabhupada is telling. The essence of material happiness is sex life. Prabhupada is very clear. The material pleasure derived in this material world from one particular body is based on sexual pleasure. And that is the motivational force of material existence. Just like in the spiritual world, love for Krishna is driving everyone. But in this world, sex desire is driving everyone to move forward. And I was hearing yesterday that even the devotees said that if you are a brahmachari, it means you have a problem. Because these people think it's unnatural. Because they have concept that brahmachari means they have some problem. How they remain brahmachari? Because it's a very rare species. Rare species of this world. But Prabhupada is telling, as long as sex desire will be there, you have to continue your journey in the material world. Whether you are a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, unless and until you are free from the sex desire, you cannot experience spiritual happiness. It's not what ashram we are in. As long as the desire to enjoy sex life will be there, Prabhupada said, you cannot understand what is the nature of Krishna consciousness. Very simple. So one day or other, we have to come to this platform, and that is the purpose of devotee life. Devotional service means to develop attraction for Krishna and to be free from the desire for sex life. So why the lust desire or lust is so much condemned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? Krishna has said that lust, anger and greed are three royal road to hell. Royal road means no traffic jam and no traffic light. There is no red light available. Freely you can free drive. Easily you can enter into the hell. Why is that? And it is very nicely explained that we develop sex desire or lusty desire because of our original problem. And that original problem is avidya or ignorance. Krishna bhuli jaye bhagavan sakal. As soon as we forgot Krishna or wanted to forget Krishna and wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, and that is the beginning of our ignorance. And what is knowledge? Jive sadupaya Krishna nittada. That is knowledge. And what is ignorance? When you forget that. That is ignorance. And from avidya, we develop the desire to enjoy. That's the root cause. And how this avidya can be destroyed? Prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasujat. This avidya will be destroyed only when we achieve prema bhakti, love of Godhead. Even at the level of bhava, even at the level of nistha, this tinge of avidya will be there. And we can fall down. Just like Bharat Maharaj. He fell down from the platform of bhava bhakti. So until, even in prema bhakti also, unless it is completely refined, that desire to enjoy is there. Very deep rooted, this desire to enjoy sex life. Very deep rooted. And Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, this desire is there in the senses, desire is there in the mind, and also desire is there in the intelligence. In three places, everywhere, all pervading. This whole material existence is purpose of Maithunagar, place of sex life. So how we can cultivate this? Because the whole thing is like that. The whole ether is also filled up with lusty desires. So how this living entity like us cultivate love of Godhead? It's a very difficult process. That's why Subhag Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when this lusty desire will go away? Prabhupada very in a grave mood. He said, it will never go away. Maharaj was very upset. Because he joined this movement to be free from that, and the founder Acharya of this movement is saying, you cannot go away. So what's the solution? And he was not happy to answer. And after a few days, in the morning walk, Subhag Maharaj asked the same question. Prabhupada, when we can be free from this lusty desire? Prabhupada said, Govinda Icha. When Krishna will desire, that day, this desire will go away from heart. Prabhupada was with his disciples, he said, Maya cannot touch me. Even if I am surrounded by the naked women, I will not be disturbed. It's a very big comment. Then Prabhupada was in Australia, he was praying to the Lord, and he was intensely praying, and after the Shanti was over, one devotee approached him, Prabhupada, what was your prayer? Prabhupada said, I was praying so that Maya, I will not be disturbed by Maya. And when Prabhupada was giving that answer, the devotee who heard that Prabhupada told, Maya cannot touch me, he was also there. He said, Prabhupada told this thing, now he's telling this thing, contradictory. And he approached Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are telling that Maya cannot touch you, but you are telling that you are praying to the Lord so that you will not be disturbed by Maya. It's contradictory in your statement. So Prabhupada said, it's no contradiction, because I am intensely praying to the Lord, constantly. So therefore, Maya cannot touch me. So Prabhupada established the principle that by our own endeavor, we cannot be free from this desire. So therefore, in order to be free from this, you have to understand that what is the effect of lust? Lust has three primary effects. Number one, lust makes us blind. Number two, lust takes away good association. Number three, lust keeps us into this material world. These are the three primary effects of lust. So first one is, the lust makes us blind. So there are different kinds of blind people. So it can be categorized into four categories. Number one, born blind, like Dhritarashtra. Then blinded by lust, blinded by greed, and blinded by pride. So these are the things of different categories of blind people. So one of the categories is that when we are lusty, lust makes us blind. Which means your intelligence will not work. You cannot work on the platform of intelligence. Intelligence means discrimination. What is good, what is bad. So brain doesn't work. Brain doesn't work. When you are captivated by lusty desire, brain doesn't work. And you have seen that, right? We are seeing it, and we'll continue to see that. It doesn't work. It's powerful, super powerful. So Silana Mishra, there's a man. And he was attracted to a prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. So Silana used to go every evening to this prostitute. Very attractive. So one evening, one of the relatives of Silana died. I think his father died. And he has to attend to his father's final rites. But he said, no, I have to go to Chintamani. Understand? That day, heavy rain. Again, love means rain. So there's heavy rain. And again, river. Silana used to stay one side of the river, and Chintamani used to stay other side of the river. So he has to go. He will definitely go. He told all his relatives, I have to go. I cannot stay here. So Silana left. He went at the bank of the river. How he can go? That time, in that story, boat was there, one boat, but he had no boat. And heavy current in the river. And he saw a log of wood. And he jumped into the river and grabbed that log and crossed the river. And how he'll go up? Because Chintamani stays in upstairs. Everything is locked. Heavy rain, heavy sound. So he has to go up. And there was a tree, and he saw a rope is hanging from the tree. And he took hold of that rope and went up to the first floor and entered into the room of Chintamani. And when Chintamani saw Silana, she was surprised to see that how come in such a weather he came here. Then she was very curious, how did you come here? There was no boat, so how did you cross the river? He said, there's a log. So Chintamani came to see what kind of log. It was not log, it was a dead body. Then how you climbed up? He said, by rope. And Chintamani saw that was not a rope, that was a snake. It's a long snake. So that is the power of lust. When you're so lusty, that dead body looks like log of wood, snakes looks like rope, because you're darshayatmika buddhi. You're completely focused to that object of lust. And Chintamani told Silana, the amount of attachment you have for me, if a fraction of that attachment you can have for Krishna, your life will be successful. And that opened the eye, the lusty eye of Silana Mishra. Then he immediately left that place and went to Vrindavan and became Vilamangal Thakur. So that is the effect of lust. First effect, lust makes us blind. Second is, class takes away good association. Example is Mahaprabhu's first time. Mahaprabhu, while he was traveling to South India, he took a servant. His name was Kalakrishnadas. And there's a group, Bhattahari group in South India, very expert to catch men. And they supply ladies. There's that kind of group. So Kalakrishnadas is with the supreme personality of Godhead, the most merciful Lord, who has come here to give love of Godhead. He is with him. Still, he was not attracted to Mahaprabhu. He got attracted to this group. And Mahaprabhu had to took away by grabbing his sikha and forcefully dragged him out of the group. And when he came back to Jagannath Puri, then Mahaprabhu handed over this Kalakrishnadas to Nityananda Prabhu. He said, you take care, because he has given me a lot of hard time. He cannot stay with me. And why Mahaprabhu rejected him? Because of his lusty desire. So it doesn't mean that I am in good association, I may not be affected. Mahaprabhu was there with him, still he was affected. Only staying with Lord is not enough. We have to follow the instruction of the Lord. Arjuna was there next to Krishna, but he was bewildered. Only staying next to some person is not enough. Association does not mean only staying next to each other. Prabhupada was giving a lecture, one mosquito was sitting on the body of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, he is not doing sadhu sangha. So he is sucking my blood. So staying only with the devotee is not enough. That is not sadhu sangha. What is association? Association means we have to discuss about Krishna. Machitta madhata prana badhayanta parasparam. Patayantascha mangitam tushanti cha ramanti cha. The association of devotee means we have to hear about Krishna. We have to chant about Krishna. That is association of devotees. Why this man Kalakrishna has failed? Because he did not hear the instruction of Mahaprabhu. That's why he became victim. And third effect of lust is that lust keeps us bound into this material existence. So Prabhupada said, this body enjoyment is lust, and for that you have to work hard, and in the process of working hard you prepare for another body, material body. That is the effect of fulfilling the lusty desire. And Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, what happens? Jayate visayan punsa sangha sthiti pujayate. Sangha sangayate kama kama sthiti vijayate. Krutat bhavati sammoha sammoha sthiti vibhrama. Sthiti vamsat buddhi nasat punashtati. So effect of lust is buddhi nasat. Means your intelligence is finished. And what happens? You degrade into lower species of life. That is the effect of lust. Therefore, human form of life is meant to control our senses, not to gratify our senses. That is human form of life. So therefore, the basic principle of human life, basic principle of Vedic education is to control our senses. The whole journey in the human form is to control that desire. Therefore, from age 5 to age 25, brahmacharya training. Why? Because that is the foundation. If that foundation of sense control is not there, there is no question of spiritual life. The foundation of spiritual life, foundation of human form of life, is based on sense control. That should be the education. Education means to control our senses. When we learn how to control our senses, that is called education. But our modern educational system is teaching us how to enjoy senses, right? And some devotees are telling, what's the problem if the boy have girlfriend? That's natural. So naturally, you continue your journey. That's natural in this world, definitely. But emotional life is not natural life in this material world. It's going against the stream. Then why we have joined this Hare Krishna movement? To have that natural thing, to continue in our material existence. The fundamental principle of our spiritual life, that we want to go against that. That is called sadhana. Sadhana means to do those things which are not willing to do, naturally. A student naturally doesn't want to study. If you encourage the student not to study, why to study? Studying is not natural. Playing is natural. Right or wrong? Hanging around with the girls is natural. So do that. If you do that, then what will be the future? Buddhinasa, Kurnasa, you go down. The purpose of our spiritual life is to go up. If you want to go up, then you have to control. Discipline and control. Make sure you go up. No discipline, no control means go down. Choice is ours. Life, but we have no control. Death, we have no control. B, but D, death. But we have our control. C, making choice. So we cannot control our birth, we cannot control our death, but we can control our choice. We should make the right choice. So human form of life is to make the right choice. That this form of life we have got to control our senses. And that is the teaching Prahlad Maharaj is giving to his friends in the school. That what is the use of this sex life? What is the use of the sense gratification of this body? Because we are preparing another body for suffering. Because the endeavor to enjoy sex life is suffering. You have to work so hard. Sex life itself is suffering, and the byproduct of sex life is also suffering. Still people are interested to enjoy. That is the power of illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hard work is suffering, sex life is suffering, and also byproduct of sex life is also difficult to maintain, right or wrong. But still, we want to do that. That is the power of lust. So therefore, one day or one moment, someday, we have to realize that and should try to sincerely come out from this desire, because it is very clearly said, as long as the desire of sex life is there in the heart, it's very difficult to realize Krishna consciousness in the heart. So therefore, our journey is from lust to love, and that journey is the journey of Krishna consciousness. We are at the level of love, lust, we have to go to the level of lust. Until that happens, we have to practice. Practice and tolerate. We have to tolerate the urges. We don't have to react, we have to respond and tolerate. That is the teachings of our previous acharyas, that's the teachings of Rupa Goswami, that we should not give importance to this call, we just have to ignore. When last will come, when a guest comes, if you ignore him, so how many times he'll come? It will not come. If you keep on ignoring, then last will think, he's not interested. So slowly he'll give up. So only way, the process of sadhana bhakti teaches us, just to ignore it. Just ignore. Which is, I'll satisfy your desire, satisfy the desire tomorrow, then that tomorrow should not come in our life. We should finish the journey with that motive. And if we can become successful, then our human form of life also becomes successful. And we can experience the spiritual bliss and go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gandharashramad Bhagatam ki, Lord Brahmanande, Hare Bhav. Hopefully no question. If you have any question, maybe one question. Yes, Mother.
Hare Krishna. It's the second time I hear about something that surprised me. Imagine if everything would be free in Mayapur, no? Water, prasadam. I'm sure everyone would be happy about prasadam. And yet, what would happen with the grihasthas? Because, and the varna is related to grihasthas. Brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis are into renouncing and giving the results to the spiritual master or to developing preaching activities. So what would happen if everything would be free? What would happen with
no,
the
no, you
God giving talents of the
you don't understand the point. In Vedic system, nobody bought cooked food. Grihastha never sell. In the modern society, we sell food. That's the point I'm making. It's not that you don't have to buy the ingredients, this and that. I'm not making that point. Nowadays, you go to the restaurant, hotel, these are the culture of the modern society. Generally, Grihastha, they cook, they feed their family members and also feed other classes of the society, free. That I'm talking about. That's why Prabhupada also said, whoever comes to the temple, they should get free prasad. I was in Bhaktivedanta Manor, they give free prasad to everyone, whoever comes. Maybe Mayapur will happen one day. In Tirupati Balaji temple, whoever comes every day, 40,000 people are fed free prasad. So that point I was making. It's not that Grihastha should not make money, I'm not making that point. Prasadam should be free. That was the Vedic system. Okay? And free means simple. If you want to have luxurious thing, you have to pay. Prabhupada said that. Free means simple. Any other question? Bhakti Jagrati Prabhu, then Mataji.
You said this is to work for sex life is difficult. Sex life is difficult, and there is always difficult for suffering. So how can you be suffering if people work so hard and they're so passionate? There must be some, must be pleasure there.
Yes, because the attraction is very strong. Just like Prabhupada said that to have sex life, that is an attraction, and that is the driving force. That by doing that I'll be happy. That is the driving force. But to do that, you have to prepare yourself, because to Prabhupada said to maintain that, to have that, you have to work very hard. Right? I said that romance is before marriage, after marriage finance. Unless you have money, it's difficult to maintain family life. So you have to work very hard. Right or wrong? So before sex, working hard. Sex life itself is difficult, Prabhupada said. And after sex life, that the mother has to carry the children in the womb, that's also very difficult. Delivery of the child is difficult. Raising children is also difficult. But they all forget. Prabhupada said that who is taking birth is crying when he's coming out of the womb. Crying, so painful. Who is giving birth is also crying, very painful. But whole world is laughing, happy birthday. And what is the beauty of this world? The child who takes birth, he also forgets. That's suffering. Mother, somehow or other, she also forgets. Otherwise, how again she wants to become mother? So this is the glory of the potency, of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of God. Very powerful. And that is the driving force, that attraction. That by doing that, you'll be happy. That is Maya. And that will continue unless and until we develop love in the heart. It's very difficult to come out from that attraction. Very powerful attraction. Yes, give it to her.
Maharaj, from my experience in ISKCON, lot of devotees, they're quite happy brahmacharis. They make it to sannyasa ashram also, with no difficulty. However, reaching that stage, they get trapped by other things like prestige, position. You know, and I've seen people who are so insecure about their position. So if lust is the driving force, what about the other?
You're catching the final points. Very good. So your topic is today the gross points. I did not touch the subtle point. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who is the Vaishnava? The Vaishnava is one who gives up three things, not only lust. Three things. He said, Kanaka Kamini, Pratishtha Vagini. Chariya Seje, Saito Vaishnava. The Bengali poem compiled by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In Vaishnava ke. Who is the Vaishnava? Three things. First is Kanak. Kanak means money. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. These are four things. No? So in modern society, no Dharma, no Moksha. Only Artha and Kama. So first attachment is money. Kanaka. And when you have money, what is the next desire? Kamini. Means opposite sex. For the man, woman, for the woman, man. Now it is man, man, woman, whatever. So degraded society, whatever. Attraction for sex life. So that is the next step. Then the most difficult part, whatever you mentioned today. Now, Pratishtha. Desire for prestige. I have my follower. I love my position. Everybody will. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Mahaprasad Maharaj, Dakshina Maharaj. So we become attached to that. And that is the problem in temple. We fight for that also. The temple gets split. The mots can split because of that desire. I want to be the controller. So to give up the desire to control is very, very difficult. Diva Goswami said, give up sex desire is easy. Give up desire for money is easy. But to give up the desire for having followers and prestige, very, very difficult. And we are stuck in that. We made a very nice point. Insecurity. Insecurity of position. Very difficult. What will happen? Some senior people say, Prabhuji, what will happen? I say, Prabhuji, death will happen. What will happen in the future? What is my future? Is the future for everyone is the same death? So no, Prabhu, what will happen? Maximum, what will happen? He'll kick you out. So if he kicks out from one department, go to another department. If you kick out from this temple, go to another temple. So I was giving a lecture in a nice Brahmacharya community. I said, Prabhuji, if ISKCON is closed down, if ISKCON society is not there, what will happen to us? It's a very nice question. It's coming from all sense of insecurity. I said, we have come here seeing ISKCON and seeing Prabhupada. But Prabhupada has manifested society. And Prabhupada said, if all my temples are closed down, no problem. My movement will spread as long as my books are there. So Prabhupada, I told them, take shelter of the books, that will not close down, hopefully. So take shelter of the Vedic knowledge given by Prabhupada, and that is the shelter. So one of the sannyasis of ISKCON has said that you can be free from the desire to marry if you marry Srimad Bhagavatam. So for the Brahmacharis, marriage is also allowed. Marry Srimad Bhagavatam. So when you take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and when you take shelter of the holy name, and when you take shelter of the association of devotees, that shelter is permanent shelter. Then you don't feel the insecurity. Because these are available. So these are the real shelter. A sadhu takes shelter, not our position, not our wealth, not our family, but giving up the desire to have family life is easy. But giving up the position in the spiritual institution is more difficult. But when you cross that, then you can really feel the shelter of Krishna in the form of Sadhu Sangha, holy name, and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is our real shelter. Then we are protected. Otherwise, nobody can protect us except these three things.
And to add to what you said about sex desire, Srila Prabhupada said, prayer is what will give. So even in this situation, it should be prayer all the time that save me from wanting this prestige and, you know, postal position.
Yes. Nathanang, Najanang, Nasundaring, Kavitangva, Jagadisha, Kamipo. Mahaprabhu said that. Only Nathanang, Najanang, Janang means followers. So having followers for the Guru, to become Guru, because we have followers, is a very dangerous platform. And you can stuck. You can remain Guru life after life, continue. Have followers in your life. Also, you stuck. That is also material desire. Even to become sannyasi is also material desire. Mahaprabhu has said that I am sannyasi kiva prayojan, prem prayojan. Mahaprabhu said, what is the need of a sannyasi if I don't develop love of God? What is the use? What is the use of becoming a sannyasi? What is the use of becoming a guru? What is the use of becoming a spiritual leader if you don't develop love of God? Unless and until you develop love of God, you can go to the spiritual world. Krishna will not ask, oh, you have to become a sannyasi, then you can come. He never said that. Only pure devotional service, only pure heart will attract Krishna. Not any external position of this world, including the position of a sannyasi and guru. He's not interested. Krishna is not interested in that. That's why Jagannath Babaji used to hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Mahabhagavat. He only has 11 children. He is Mahabhagavat. And Sannyasi Paramahansa, also internally, externally, both Jagannath Babaji used to hear regularly from him. Why? Gopisha Das Babaji used to hear from him. Why is that? Because devotional service depends on the purity of the heart. It's not depends on any external situations. But our problem is that we judge devotees based on external situations. Oh, he's not having enough pure devotee. He's a pure devotee because he has the title of Dikshaguru, he has the title of GBC, he has the title of this, that, he is more advanced. No, this is not a parameter of advancement. It's a parameter to run an institution. To run a spiritual institution, we need sannyasis. To run an institution, we need GBCs. To run a spiritual institution, we need gurus. But that is not a parameter to judge that he's a pure devotee or not. Even a new bhakta sweeping the floor, he can be a pure devotee, more advanced than a GBC, another spiritual leader of the society. Can be. It doesn't mean that he's a GBC, so it doesn't mean that he's not a pure devotee. We can be a pure devotee. But who is a pure devotee does not depend on the designation and post of an institution. By stamp, by rubber stamp, you cannot be a pure devotee. Pure devotee is that person who has pure love for Krishna in the heart. He's a pure devotee. And that does not depend on any external situation of this world. Okay? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantarasimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaurapremanande, Hari Hari Bol.